So one of the, I think, probably most challenging and most maybe unknown halachos, which people are not aware of, is something which is called shinui makom. Okay, and I would just say, and we'll speak about this more, for Ashkenazim, if you're eating a meal, which means, i.e., we'll just start off in the classic way, you actually washed on bread, or even if you went ahead and said a mezonos, shinui makom is not the biggest problem in the world, which would mean that, let's say, for example, this is the classic case that's given, if you're in the middle of a meal, and then, you know, half the meal, even maybe everyone, if it's a Kohen Ashkenazim, packs out to go daf mincha and comes back afterwards, you can really take over where you left off. Okay, it's not a problem. However, there is such an issue of shinui makom, which means that if you're in the middle of eating something and you go ahead, certain things, and you go ahead and leave the place and you get involved in something else, it could be when you come back to eating, you have to make a new bracha. Okay, that's a real halacha. So let's just see the Gemara behind it, and then we'll look at the halachas. So the Gemara starts in Maseches Brachos, source number 1, and there the Gemara is speaking about the halacha of atova meitiv. Okay, now we know that sometimes when you get something new, so either you make a shechianu or you make a atova meitiv. The question is, what's the difference between a atova meitiv and a shechianu? But one of the differences is that if it's something which only you enjoy, then you would go ahead and you would make a shechianu. Okay, if it's something which other people in the family benefit from, then you would make a atova meitiv. So let's say, for example, someone buys a new car. Okay, so you make a tova meitiv. Let's say a man buys a new motorcycle and only he's going to ride it. Okay, then I think he would make a shechianu. All right, that's the basic difference. That's why it's fascinating. Actually, Rambam brings down that when you buy a new house, so you make a shechianu. Okay. However, there are those that say, and it makes a lot of sense, that today you would make a tova meitiv. Why? Because when you buy a new house, not only does the husband benefit from it, also the wife benefits from it. So the question is, what happens in the days of the Ramah? Only the husband benefited it? But in the days of the Ramah, the way I sort of explain is, basically the lady thought it was her husband's problem, nothing to talk about, and therefore, you know, if they were renting a house, she couldn't care less. So therefore, he made a shechana, because it was his issue that he actually owned the house now, right?
They talked about that when they came over from Europe. The husband would rent the house.
And the bottom line is, you know, if the husband would say, "I don't have a place to live," she would say, "Well, it's your problem, not my problem. Don't bother me. You just better make sure I have a place to live, right?" But today, when both spouses share the burden, you would make a tova meitiv.
It's often the wife.
Right. Okay, fine. Okay. Anyway, but
to share the ownership.
Well, yeah, they also share the ownership. I'm saying, besides the legal aspect of it, it's true. You're right. But no, it's definitely a different culture than we have today. There's no question about that. Now. Now, so where it comes up, by the way, so the Gemara is discussing that issue, and the Gemara discusses, we know that there's also a halacha that if you made a bracha on wine, bar priya gefen, okay, you made a bracha on wine, a bar priya gefen, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the meal, which you didn't think about, didn't realize you have it, a better wine is brought to the table. Halacha is you don't make a new bracha on the new wine, a bar priya gefen. So, however, you do make a tova meitiv. So the Gemara asks the question like this in source number 1. We'll see the source. If you don't have someone with you, loma barach, you don't make a tova meitiv. Toshima, Gemara says, shinu yayin eino tzorach levarach. So if you change the wine, it's a different wine. You don't need to make a new bracha, which means you don't make a new bar priya gafen. Shinu emakom. But if you change the place where you are, tzarach lebarach, you have to go ahead and make what? You have to go ahead and make a
new bracha.
V'amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Afal pisha amru shinu yayin enu tzarach lebarach. Even though we say for shinu yayin, you don't have to make a new bracha, that, you know, if you change wine, you make a new bracha, aval omer, you say bracha meitiv. So in other words, if new wine comes to the table, you don't have to make a new bar for a gefen, but you have to make a tova meitiv.
Why is tova meitiv not shechianu? Because let's say only one person enjoys it, not everyone.
So first of all, the answer is, Gemara Hasanami, the Ika v'nei chavrua d'shasa v'hadei, there are people who are drinking with you. That's number one. That's what Gemara says, okay? We do not make a shechianu on better wine. Okay, why? Because Shechianu, now the Tova Meitiv is Allah, you make on better wine. Okay, whatever reason is you why. Shechianu is if you acquire something new. Okay, so you don't make a Shechianu. So Tova Meitiv, but only the song's with you. Okay, fine.
So you can only make the Tova Meitiv on the better wine if someone else is making it.
I guess so. But in other words, you're right, for sure. Okay, obviously in those days, everyone drank wine. So it was commonly assumed that everyone was drinking the wine. All right?
But you also make a Tova Meitiv they use grape juice for kiddush,
right?
And then they bring out wine.
Because wine is definitely better. Don't tell some of our children that, but wine is definitely better. Wine is definitely better than grape juice. There's no question about that. Okay, so that's the reason why. But you know, by the halacha is if you knew that the wine was coming, okay. I think the halacha is you don't make the bracha. If you don't know the wine is coming, what do you know? Wine, you forget. Whatever. You don't realize. Oh, and by the way, it happens many, many times. All right, let's go on. Now, I think if I remember correctly, I think it's something. If you know the wine is definitely coming, let's say for example, if the wine is on the table during kiddush and you make a bracha and grape juice, you wouldn't make a tova meitiv. So let's go on now. So Gemara Maseches Pesachim says like this. Rav Yochanan, he says, what do we see? That Shinu Makom, though, the Gemara says, you have to go ahead and make him do bracha, which means like this. Let's say, for example, this is the halacha, we don't do this, but let's say, for example, I would make Bor Perah Geffen here in the shul, right? And then I would go outside to the pergola and one drink more wine, I would have to make a new bracha, because that's called the Shinu Makom, okay? That is called the Shinu Makom. Now, if let's say for whatever reason it would be a kiddush in the front of the shul and I could see the place where the kiddush is from where I make the bracha, then that would not be called the shinu makom. Okay, now so this is the Gemara we're talking about, shinu makom. Rav Yochanan says, So what's source number two talking about? Source number two is talking about a minhag that exists in Chutz Laretz, which I don't think exists here at all. Okay, but it's a very strong minhag in Chutz Laretz. Friday night in all Ashkenazi shuls that are not yeshivish, they make kiddush in shul. Okay, all right. So that's the why is that? So the original takana was because back in the olden days, back in the days of Chazal, actually, the custom was that all the poor people would eat in the shul Friday nights in order to make kiddush. They should have kiddush. They make kiddush in shul. Okay, according to the Rambam, that kiddush has become part of the nusach hatfila, and for that reason, they still make kiddush in shul. In all Ashkenazi shuls and chutz laretz that are not yeshivish, and that's it. Okay. However, according to Tosfos, he says that only applies when there are people eating in shul. So this is one of the situations where the Sephardim actually follow Tosfos and Ashkenazim follow the Rambam. Here, the minhag is like gra, and that's why nobody does it here. So the question is: let's say, for example, I'm sitting in the shul Friday night, and I hear kiddush. Okay, my yotze kiddush for the house. All right. So the Gemara says, right? The answer is not. So the Gemara says the first sheet of the Gemara. I forgot. There's one sheet that says your yar yotze kiddush. Maybe it's Shmuel. I forgot. And there's some that say, well, you're not yotze kiddush, but you're yotze yayin. When you go home, you don't have to make a new brach on the wine. And he says, Rav Yochanan Amar, source number two, Avi de yayin yami yotze. You yotze wine, not only yotze kiddush, I think that's Shmuel Shita, but you also yotze the brach on wine. You go home, you can go ahead and you can drink. You don't make a brach on wine. But as Rav Yochanan Taimei. Rav Yochanan is going to read it. I'm Rav Yochanan, Chanan Barabba, I'm Rav Afras, I'm Rav Yochanan. Echad Shinu Yayin, whether you change the wine. The Echad Shinu Makom, whether you change your place. Ein Tzaruch Havarech, what's the halacha? You don't have to what? You don't have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Okay, you don't have to make a new bracha if you go ahead and change the place where you drink the wine. The one bracha is enough. So Meisavei, so we ask a question, Shinu Makom Tzaruch Levarech, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, if you go ahead and change the place where you drink the wine or anything else, you make a new bracha. Shinu Yayin, but changing the wine, you don't have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Rav Yochanan, Tiyufta, and the halacha is, if you made a bracha on wine in one place, and you change the place where you drink the wine or a different place, you have to make a new bracha. That's called Shinu Makom, all right? Tuyuf means the rejection. We reject it. Tuyuf means rejection. Even Rabbi Yochanan said that you have to go ahead and you don't make a new bracha. We hold you to make a new bracha. Okay, so fine. So that's the halacha. So now this is a very important halacha. Okay? So what does that mean? If you go ahead and you make a bracha in one place and then you change what you're eating, right? You have to go ahead and make a new bracha. I.e., for example, let's say you're drinking a cup of water in your house and your neighbor calls you out, you go to your neighbor's house and they want to give you a cup of water, you have to make a new bracha on the water in your neighbor's house. That's the halacha. Okay? That's the halacha. People are not aware of this halacha.
What if you take it out with you?
Okay, that's a different halacha. That's a different story.
What if you're walking around with a bottle of water?
Well, that's different. That should be okay. This is the halacha, which means, by the way, what it means, actually, you'll see what it means also is that not only that, if you're sitting down and having a yogurt in your house, okay, and then someone calls you outside your house for a second, let's say, for example, your daughter calls and says, you know, I'm coming to drop something off. Can you come get it? And you go outside the house and you come back in, okay, you probably have to make a new bracha on that yogurt when you come in the house. People do not know this halacha. That's why I say this is halacha people do not know. All right? But let's look what the ramifications are. Okay, so what does that mean? So we have source number 3. The Su Yosef Rav Chista v'Kamar, he says, Mishmei Denavshe. Okay, Rav Chista said in his own name. Okay?
What? About.
We're going to discuss the whole philosophy in a second, okay? Okay. The philosophy basically is like this. Philosophy is something which is called hesachadas. What does that mean? That if you get involved in something else, the bracha you made, hesachadas means you weren't thinking about it, the bracha you made does not go on it. And there's certain things, so if you walk outside, there is definitely what's called, okay, which definitely is called hesachadas. What does that mean?
What if you have in mind? Just a second.
That might be a little different, but just a second. But you have to realize, what does that mean? Hasachadas is very simple. Your daughter might be dropping something off for 1 second, right? But it's very possible she'll tell you, but something could happen on the way there, right? And a crazy story. And you could end up talking to her for 20 minutes, all right? And we know reality, that definitely could happen. There's no question about it. See, if you're holding yogurt in your hand, it's a different story, all right? But we know that could happen. So let's look. So first of all, there's another halacha, a very fascinating halacha, which people are not aware of, all right? And that halacha goes like this. Let's say, for example, okay, I'm eating a meal in my house, okay, and I had a sandwich actually, all right, and then I remember that, I have to meet somebody in the shul, right, and I'm walking up the stairs, meet someone in the shul, and I remember, oh my gosh, I forgot to bench. What's the halacha? I really have to go back to my house and bench, pick up my phone, call up Ethan, and then I can go to the shul, okay? Let's say, for example, I'm eating, I don't know, grapes in my house, okay? This is actually a bad example, but let's just, it's halacha l'maisa. Let's say, forget grapes. I'm eating ice cream in my house, okay? And then I remember someone's meeting me in the shul, and I run upstairs, and I remember, oh my gosh, I forgot to make a bar nefoshos. What's the halacha? I make Gemara Nefoshos right where I am. Right. Okay, now, by the way, Gemara tells a story, I think. I didn't look it up. Gemara tells a story about somebody who went back to bench in his house, right? And on the way, I'm using this example for a different reason, but he says he found a pot of gold, okay? It wasn't really a pot of gold. He found something else that was gold, okay? As opposed to, under the rain, we find a pot of gold. We choose if you go back on your bench. I think many, 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 many years ago, I think when we were in Seattle, I was listening to a cassette tape, from a friend, and he told the story. And I don't even know, how this works out, but I guess he was in his house and he ate and he went to the basement and he started to learn and he forgot to bench, right? And he went back home. He went back home to bench and he said, I didn't find a pot of gold, but my daughter was very impressed that I came back to bench. That was the pot of gold, okay? But that's the halacha, okay?
Is it incumbent on the Shinoi Akon, because you could be eating a yogurt and your daughter could phone with some fantastic news, and that's also the Gamrei Sechadat.
That's true.
But you could be sitting by the yogurt.
Yeah, you're still sitting by the yogurt. We'll see. It's still like you're there. So let's see.
What you suggested is maybe the mitzvah,
Shabbos
meaning
you also have to go.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. I'm not holding you yet. Let's wait 1 second, okay? So that's a very important halacha to understand. Now, I'll just point out, so what does that mean? So if I'm eating a meal, a sandwich, and I want to go somewhere, okay, and I'm going to rush, I'm not allowed to go ahead and bench on the road, because where do I have to bench?
Yeah.
Right. So the question is, well, maybe, how about if I go ahead and I'm eating a yogurt and I'm on the run? Can I make a burn and pushes on the run? So really, according to letter of law, you can. You're obviously not supposed to do that. So let's just see for
a
second.
Take some sandwich in the car with you, and then
taking sandwich in the car is a different story. That you're allowed to do. That's not a problem. Okay. And in fact, obviously, if you intend to eat somewhere else, you know that's not a problem. But so let's look at source number three now. Source number three goes like this: Yosef Rav Chistam Ko Amar Mishmeidan Avshay Hada Marta Shinu Makom Tzaruch Levarich. That's what we said, that a Shinu Makom, you have to make a new bracha. Lo Amram, we only say this Ela B'Dvarim She'ein Tunim Bracha L'Achreim B'Mekomam. You only say this by something which does not require a bracha where?
In its place.
He says Avol Dvarim, but something which requires a bracha in that place, you got to go back. Ein Sarach L'Varach, you don't make a bracha. My time, of what's the reason? Lekiva kama hadar, we know you're going back. What does that mean? What that means like this, just fast understand how Allah plays a role in our life. In other words, do you intend to go back to where you were? So he says, so if it turns out something like I washed, okay? So of course I'm going to go back to my meal. Why? Because the Allah is that what? You have to go back. So therefore, if the halacha is you're going to go back, of course a person intends to go back. There's no other way to see it. All right? However, if it's something where you don't have to go back to make a bracha, right? Then there's no reason to go ahead and say that you're going to go back. And therefore we say that your meal has ended if you're Mashiach Das. This is the philosophy behind it.
Right, okay? So I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's say I was eating something, right?
Yeah.
And then I left the house.
Yeah.
So then I'm outside the house. So I'm going to come back in the house. But all of a sudden, I was like, oh my goodness, I left the house. I learned the salach and after I make another bracha when I go back in.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to make a bracha achrona?
No, the bracha achrona goes on both things. That's fine. Okay?
Oh, you don't need to make
a bracha. You don't need a bracha achrona, okay?
Okay, now question number two. Let's say you had washed, okay, and then you ran up to the shul because somebody had a shayla. And in the shul, there was some, you had a bench, but you didn't have to go back. But you didn't go back, and you figured you'd answer the shayla, you'll go back. And in the shul, there's some cake, and you want to nash the cake, so you don't make another bracha. You can eat that cake and then go.
So the truth is, if I actually eat something here, right, I actually can bench here also. Okay? That's the halacha. All right?
So if you actually eat something.
Yeah, eat something. It's a question of cake or bread, you know, but
you can eat something here based on the. Even if you originally didn't have intention to do that, you just forgot?
Right. I think
so.
You
so
do.
I have a question.
Yeah,
what
I'm sorry.
What happens if you're having, say, Suda Shlishit?
Yeah.
And you have a bench because you don't know why.
Yeah.
And you need to go to Shul for Marav.
Right.
Can you then go tomorrow,
say
before.
Yeah. Then you don't do it, say though.
And that,
that's
no, right. But I mean, can you go to shul for Marav and then
bench afterwards? Yeah, for sure. That happened to your family once, I remember. I got that shayla. Right, do you remember? Yeah, you had an argument between your children about that.
I believe it happens often.
David, ask the shayla.
I used to hate one question, and let's say, in Baltimore, we used to have something on Sukkot where we went from Sukkot to Sukkot. You wash and make it in one place, and then you go to another course. What do you do then?
You can do it, because if you wash, you're allowed to
because
do that.
Because your intention.
You have to bench, right?
That's all planned.
Right. By the way, just, you know, I don't know.
Wait a minute, you have to eat something, you have to be kovesu
right.
in each place?
No, you have to eat
something. No, each horse was in a different place.
You have intention. By the way, just in case, I don't know if you remember this, I don't do this here so often, but a chutzar had this concept for Shabbat brachas. They would tell people to come and wash at home, eat the meal at home, and come for dessert
right.
and join the Shabbat brachas. Such a concept exists in chutzar. I never heard about it here, but you're allowed to do that for sure. And by the way, I'll tell you something else that I think does happen. I think by the Rebbe's Tish, that's what they do. I think the Hasidim will go ahead and they will actually eat at home and come to the Rebbe's Tish afterwards and bench by the Rebbe's Tish, I think. Okay, let's go on. Let's eat alone.
We don't do that, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's go. Okay, let's go. No, okay. Okay, so he said like this. Now, okay. So the halacha says like this. All right? So if you go, so now the big question is, well, what is considered something which is tumna bracha lachreim and komam, okay? So the bottom line is la halacha meikar adin. Okay, meikar adin. If it's not a mezonos or hamotzi, there's a machlokas about this, and it's good to be machmir. But if you want to know the bottom line, if it's not a mezonos or hamotzi, the halacha is that you don't have to go back to where you were. Okay, that's the halacha. Okay, that's the halacha.
Mezonos or pavavikisu.
I think if you look at the halacha, and I would say that it's definitely, let's see the exact halacha. He says I think the halacha, you look at source number 10, okay, look at source number 10. Yesh omrim, there are different shitas. Yesh omrim she shiva saminim tunim bracha, right? In other words, according to one sheet, if it's a long bracha, it requires a bracha in its place. What's a long bracha? Either ala benching or ala michi ala peris, right? He says, second sheet that says, yesh omrim dafka minin dogim, okay? He says, and some say the dafka mina dogin, and Ramah says that yesh omrim dafka pas levad. Okay, now pas levad, by the way, means dafka bread. If you look at source number 12, the Mishnah Berurah, see, he says that the das hagra is that the middle day is the ikar shita, and this is how my understanding is that the ikar shita is the middle shita. Okay, now it's good to be machmir. By the way,
so does that you say
right. Right now, it's good. It's good to be machmir. Okay, so now, let me just get right down to probably the most important question that comes up. I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have. Let's get down right to the most important question that comes up. Well, maybe then we'll go back. Okay, the most important question comes up like this. Okay, so great. Now we just said, okay, so a middle meal. Okay, I'm having mizona. Right? So then it's not a problem. I can come back and finish the meal. I'm having a motzi, no problem. All right? Okay, a fruit, so it seems like that according to Maker at the end, if I'm eating a fruit, all right, I'm having a yogurt, or no, it's not, even shusaminim, or I'm having a yogurt, I'm having ice cream, I'm having applesauce, so whatever else you want to talk about, right? So the halach is that if I leave, I come back, I got to make a new bracha. If I'm having pasta and cheese, the halach is I leave, I come back, what do? Pasta and cheese? I don't make a new bracha, okay? Here's the question that comes up in today's day and age, okay? Very important question. What happens if you're sitting down to a meal, okay, of salmon, rice, which by the way is not mine dogon, okay, and salad, okay? When you come back, do you make a new bracha, okay? And the reason why this is an important question is because how often do we sit down to either a major lunch or major dinner and we don't make a mozonos and we don't make hamotzi? I would imagine in our crowd it happens very, very often. So before I begin, I will tell you like this, okay?
Even if you take out the rice and put in potatoes,
there's a shita out there, which is an extremely extreme shita we don't paskin like, even though it makes the most sense in the world. Okay, but you don't paskin based on logic all the time, and that's Rav Yoel Binun, and he says that if you eat a meal, a regular meal, okay, salmon, rice, and salad, he says you have to wash, I guess make hamotzi, and you have to bench. Okay, we do not paskin that way, and even in he's very involved in the gush. That's considered extremely extreme. Why is it so logically? By the way, what he says makes a lot of sense, okay? Makes a lot of sense because the fact is, but the bottom line is, as Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, we don't create halachas based only on logic, okay?
And I'm much less. If you're kovesud on something mezonos, we'll wash.
Yeah, but I specifically mentioned the case of rice and salmon and salad. Okay, however, in the situation where you go ahead, and we'll see this in the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, in a situation where you actually ate, reading a meal like that, and you walked outside, you don't make a new brach when you come back in. Okay? You see? Okay? 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 Now let's see that.
Yeah, wait a minute. What if you left? You have to come back to say bracha parana?
So the answer is, I think the answer is no. Okay, the answer is no. The answer is no. I think the answer is no. No, but in other words, because that's one thing. Okay, that's one halacha. Okay, I think that's one halacha. I think not. Here's a halacha that, because even though today there's no obligation to go back, right? But people know they're going to go back to do what?
To finish the meal.
Okay, because you know. Let's say for example, someone meeting a yogurt. You left your yogurt there. I got busy. You left your dinner there. I got busy. What do you mean you got busy?
You can get a phone
call that takes a half hour.
Yeah. So let's look at source number 13. Just when you see this, okay?
Which source?
Source number 13. I want to make sure I cover this part. This is actually the most important part of the shir I wanted to say. So gamar sudaso, someone finished his meal. V'natal yadav mayim achronim, and he washed mayim achronim. She washed mayim achronim. Eino yachol lecha v'lishtos. You can't go ahead and at that point eat and drink anymore, because when you wash mayim achronim, you basically said the meal's over, and therefore you have to go ahead and you have to bench. Ad she yivarach berachas hamazon. The amar. Let's say you didn't wash mayim achronim. You said okay, hablan navarach. You went ahead and you said let's bench. Have a hesach hadas. So it's a hesach hadas. You've finished a meal. For asher lishdos elim kein yivarach b'tchila. You can't drink unless you do what? You make another bracha. All right. Vachila dina kishtiel a rush. And eating is like drinking according to the rush. He says, it's a different shita. You know, if you wanted to eat more, you have to make a new bracha. We're not dealing with that right now. So, but according to he says, when it comes to havlan nevarich, okay. So if someone says havlan nevarich, let's bench. So therefore, according is a machlokas. You can't drink anymore. Can you eat more? Okay, that's not really, no, it's not really relevant to us right now. All right, but the fact of the matter is that once you wash your hands, the halacha is clear. You can't go ahead and you can't eat or drink anymore until you bench. So he says that's the halacha. Now he says. So what's the halacha? He says now. However, what's important is like this. Imratza lachzor. He says lachiloso. All right. So he says if someone wants to go back. And she mentions that according to certain shitas, if you just said let's bench, they didn't want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha. So the Bir Halacha says like this: Im Ratzel Lach Shel Chalaso, he says I am Prima Gadim Shekasav De Lav Dach Gavas. Okay, he says it doesn't mean just bread. Hu Adin B'Shar Midi Dimazon Gam L'Stalach LeHarav Ben Yona. Right, anything which you're eating in order to. As mazon, as not just stam a snack, but satiate. So if you're involved in that, so that has the same kvias as actually washing. All right. And if you want to go ahead and look at something else that also is similar, he says like this: source number 15, sim reishvav sevhei, aim the varcha lo al ocha v'lo al mashke. You don't make a bracha on food or on drink. Until they bring it before you. So someone's bringing you a cup of tea, you don't make the bracha until the tea is in front of you. Alright. Baruch v'achachach if you made a bracha and then brought it afterwards, sarach v'varach pamacheres. If you made a bracha before it's in front of you, gotta make a new bracha. Avol misha beirach ala perish l'fanav. Someone made a bracha, let's say for example, on apples, okay? He says, and then they brought you, different apples, right? He says, or they brought you, I don't know, an orange, right? So the halach is, you don't need to make a new bracha. In other words, I make a bracha and apples in front of me, right? And then something more fruits comes, I can eat those other fruits also. He says, and the bottom line is like this, however, Ramah adds that when you're eating a meal, you should always have in mind that the bracha should go on everything that comes in front of you during the meal. Okay, fine. Let's look and, he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah. So some say that no, if I made I ate an apple, it doesn't potter an orange unless I had kavanah for the oranges also. He says like this. But he says, however, he says, what does it mean? However, he says, when do they say that the bracha on the apple doesn't go on the orange? If they brought you the orange after the apple was finished, but if they brought you the orange while the apple was still there, right? So he says, then you don't make a new bracha on the orange. He says, now let's look at three lines in the bottom, what's very important. V'yesh hachronon shekosfu od, dimkava atzmo lachilas haperos. Someone was kovei himself to eat fruit. Af shebdiroch, he says, v'stamal haperos shoyu lefanov. If someone was sitting down to eat fruits, okay, even though he made a bracha on a fruit in front of him, right? And he says, you finished the fruits, and then they brought you, he says, another fruit, right? Because since your intention was to eat these fruits, right? So until you get up, it's like you're still involved in the meal. Okay, you follow? So in other words, what does that mean? What that means is that if someone is not stopped just having one snack, he's actually eating a meal, right? This person's eating a meal of fruits. So as long as you're there, we still consider it as like you're koveya on the whole meal itself. All right? That's the bottom line. So obviously, if someone has an apple, and he's one apple, so he gets up to leave, that's a whole different story. But if someone is actually koveya himself, I'm having a meal, okay? As opposed to having a meal of salmon, rice, and salad, he's having a meal of what? Of fruits, like we might do on Tu B'Shvat, right? So that's considered like a real suma. Yes, right. So if you're not washing, right? So that's the halacha. So we see from here the halacha is that if your intention is to have a meal, even though you don't wash, make mazonos, what's the halacha? It's like you're still there. All right.
Well, what about a modern day
shino
in the car? Driving in your car.
Yeah, you see. So again, I think what we see from here is that even though this is defined by the halacha, your intention is also very important. Okay, what does that mean? So that's why they say is if, let's say, for example, your daughter calls you and you know that you have to make a new bracha. So what you do is you take the yogurt with you outside, right? You know, and to go pick it up, right? So then you don't have to make a new bracha when you come back in, okay? Because you have that intention, right? And your daughter says to you, why are you holding in? Why are you holding half eaten yogurt in your hand? Well, I didn't want to make a new bracha, right? That's an issue. And that's why is that important? So let's say, for example, here's a halacha, right? So I understand. And by the way, I didn't pick this topic because it's coming up, but I understand that in Mirat Hashem, this week, we're going to have hot drinks of the Kiddush, right? That's what they said? Something like that, right?
Yeah. Try.
Okay, so let's say, for example, someone is actually, someone's actually at the pergolas, you know, I want a hot cup of tea, and they made a shahako, right? And they come here to get a hot cup of tea, and they come back. I don't think you have to make a new bracha, because when you walked out, your whole intention, what was your whole intention? Your whole intention was to come get a tea and come back. That was your intention, okay? If, which by the way, the same thing would apply, let's say, for example, it's on Sukkot, and you're sitting in the Sukkah, And you didn't go ahead, you didn't make a mazonos, you didn't wash, but you had something which is shahakol. You're very makbid on that, okay? And you go back in the kitchen to get something, right? You know, and your sukkah is not like our sukkah is on the merpesa. Your sukkah is in the backyard or something, and you go outside. And he says, halacha is you don't have to make a new bracha because why? Because your whole intention was to be there. So in other words, so even though we base things a lot in halacha, the intention is also extremely important. I just want to say one thing to finish up, and then we'll stop. So if you go ahead and you look, what do we do? There are different shitas. We pass in lahalacha mizonos and amotzi. All right, but there is a shita that says shiva saminim. So because of that, the Mishnah Berurah asked in source number 10. So he says because of that, and then I'll say one more thing. Because of that, let's say I'm eating grapes. What do I do? So he said lahalacha, if I'm eating grapes and I walk outside, right? So that means according to certain shitas, right? When I come back in, what do I have to do? And according to other shitas, what do you do?
You don't.
So we paskin la halacha, you make a new brach when you come back in, right? But in order to avoid the machlokes, if your daughter calls you and you're eating grapes, what should you do?
Yeah.
Tell her, I'll be out in 45 or 60 seconds. I got to make an ala eitz, all right? That's the halacha. One more thing.
What if you take it out with you?
What about
if you continue eating it outside? If you take it out with you,
yeah, that's fine. You can do that for sure. For sure, you can do that. Okay, now, yeah. But he says maybe you don't want to do that because maybe the grandchildren in the car will see the grapes, they'll give it to them, and you won't be having any grapes left. You don't want to take it out, right? So you don't want to share it with them. Okay, let's go on. Okay, source number 8. Okay, one more thing, and then we'll stop. Source number 8. Okay, there's a halacha. We'll come back to this, but halacha is like this. Let's say according to the Sfaradim, by the way, I think. Okay, according to the Sfaradim, if even you're in a meal, it's a problem. And actually washing, it's a machlokes, you might have to make a new brach when you come back in. Okay, well, we'll speak about it in Mirat Hashem next week. He says, however, everyone agrees that if I'm in the middle of the meal and I leave people there at the meal and I come back, I don't have to make a new bracha. Okay?
So you're still sitting there.
Yeah, so therefore, you see, if you look, source number 8, very quickly, Chaver Mishra Yoshim Lechov Yotzu Likras Chasim Likras Kala. Friends are sitting and eating and they go out to greet a Chasim Makala, which, by the way, is usually if you're in the meal, you don't leave, all right? why would you go out to the minimal meal? Go to chasen and kala. All right, he said it's fascinating. It doesn't say likras chasen vikala. It's likras chasen o kala. It must be like some kind of functional, not together with chasen and kala. Even yichusha mixas. He says if you leave some people there, you can come back and finish the suda. You don't make negla bracha. If you don't bring someone there, right? Then you have to go ahead and make a bracha before. That's what he says. Then he says like this. You're sitting there to do what? You didn't wash them. What are you sitting there doing? You're eating wine and eating fruit. Shakol hamashana makomo. Anyone who changes his place, it's like you it's considered as you finished eating, and therefore you have to make a bracha when you come back. You have to make a new bracha when you come back in. So the Mishnah Berurah says in source number 9. So even if I'm having a yogurt or something, ice cream, and I'm leaving people there, right? When I come back, I don't have to make a new bracha. All right? In other words, I'm sitting down with my spouse, sitting down with my kids, and with my friends, and I have to run out for a second eating ice cream, right? Or I think even if you're just drinking some orange juice even, right? And you're leaving, and you run out for a minute, so the fact you left people there, that still means you're going to come back to your kfias, because it's obviously not nice, and therefore you don't have to make a new bracha.
Chances are, if it's ice cream anyway, you're going to come back quickly, because otherwise it'll melt.
Yes, yeah, that could be yes, could be not, but you could get involved. You could. I just want you to know that there was a bowl of Ben and Jerry's in my kitchen last night that was melting away, so finally I just poured it back into the tub and put it in the freezer. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
There's this whole thing, it's really like in Yerushalayim, when Purim, Shushan Purim's on Friday, they're Poroi Smokpal Mekadesh, that they start to see the late.